Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments, so I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 40% on selected products. Plus, doorbusters for their Earth Day sale. 40% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 3 hours. I hope you had a tremendous Wednesday. I'm going to take you the rest of the way. I'm going to get you closer to Thursday morning, okay? Much love to everybody out on the West Coast. Shout outs to everybody in the Midwest, the mountains, people in the South with me. What up, folks in Atlanta here on 92.9 The Game? Thank you to everybody in the Mid-Atlantic. Thank you to everybody in the Northeast. What's up, Canada? What's up, Alaska? We love you, too. And Hawaii. You're not hanging out here with the rest of us. You're kind of separate, but we love you, too. You want to talk to us? It's simple. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me everywhere online at JR Sport Brief. Jack Stern is holding it down on the boards, and we're holding you down as well. Already been a very busy evening. We had three NBA games. Two are already done. Oh, my God. Earlier this evening, the Los Angeles Lakers just thought it was going to be a cakewalk. And the Lakers lose to the Grizzlies with no Ja Morant. We know Ja Morant aggravated his right wrist injury the other day. He was not in action tonight. And the Grizzlies beat the Lakers. The final score there, 103-93. If you want just a short summation of what this game was, Anthony Davis had 13 points, 4 of 14 from the field. Xavier Tillman. Yeah, some people are going, who? Exactly. Xavier Tillman for the Memphis Grizzlies. He had 22 points. He had 13 rebounds. He was 10 of 13 from the field. Xavier Tillman spoke after the game. He was talking to Jared Greenberg on TNT. And Xavier Tillman, who has been in the NBA for a few years, is only 24 years old. Is only a three-year player in the league. He had 2 points in the last game. He outplayed Anthony Davis. And afterwards, Jared Greenberg had a very simple question to him. Hey, when you woke up this morning, did you think you would be speaking on national television? Take a listen to this interaction.
Tillman, do you think when you came to the arena today, you would be doing the post-game interview?
Hell, I mean, definitely not.
Yeah. I'll complete it for him. He doesn't need to say it. Hell no. Most people don't know who the hell Xavier Tillman is. And so the Los Angeles Lakers, their series is all tied up with Memphis right now, 103-93. Darvin Ham, he just spoke to the media a few minutes ago, and he said what we all knew. And if you watched the game, I feel sorry for you. But yeah, the Lakers, they got off to a ridiculously poor start. Listen to Darvin Ham.
I think we came out a little bit lethargic in that first quarter, a little irresponsible with the ball. some unforced errors. I think in the first quarter we had five turnovers that gave them in turn 10 points. But from that point on, you know, I thought we clawed and we scratched and we fought.
No. Y'all sucked. The Los Angeles Lakers tonight were 7 of 26 from downtown. They did what I did, and I don't play. The Los Angeles Lakers said, I ain't no Ja Morant, we good. No, y'all weren't. Taylor Jenkins, head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies, he looked at his team, and I looked at his team, and all of their starters were in double figures. Let's keep in mind, Steven Adams hasn't played in forever. Brandon Clark is not there. And some guy named Xavier Tillman helped whoop that ass. Taylor Jenkins said, oh, hell yeah. Everybody on our team stepped up. This was a total team effort.
So many different guys stepping up. Obviously, I thought Tyus was great. We had six guys with two plus assists. Obviously, him with eight assists. You know, I mean, both teams couldn't really buy a shot. I mean, low 40s, both teams. But for our guys to come out there and play together, try to move the ball, I thought there was great effort on both sides of the floor.
Yep. No Ja Morant, no problem. And Ja Morant will have quite a few days to try to get himself together. As the next game, game three, will take place Saturday night in Los Angeles. And so the Lakers will go home. The series is tied 1-1. The Lakers, if they had any type of guts, if they had any type of soul, if Anthony Davis was any type of aggressive, the Lakers would be going back to Crypto.com Arena. What a dumbass name that is. They would go back with a 2-0 series lead. That is not the case. Ja Morant isn't the only star that did not participate in the basketball game tonight. There's no Giannis. Giannis Antetokounmpo not in action tonight for the Milwaukee Bucks. And as of right now, the Miami Heat are trying to stay alive, but I believe that they will lose. There's about 4 minutes left in this game. Milwaukee is leading 127-108. No Giannis due to his back. He was supposed to be a game-time decision. We learned earlier today he would not play. And then we know Tyler Hero, he's out for the whole year, okay? The only way that you will see Tyler Hero back for the Miami Heat coming from his broken hand is if the Miami Heat are in the finals. And God knows that ain't gonna happen. And so the Milwaukee Bucks looking to tie up this series against Miami. That game is going on right now. This game... And I guess this is a night for ass whoopings. Another guy who was hurt. Nikola Jokic is playing with his wrist all wrapped up. And the Denver Nuggets, they currently lead the Minnesota Timberwolves 53-32. About 4 minutes before we get to halftime. And Denver is just going through a walk in the park. Here's the deal, folks. The rest of the show, I'll keep you up to date with these ass whoopings. You know it's Wednesday night into Thursday morning. An hour from now, I'm going to deliver to you a brand new top six list. We're going to take a look at some of the dirtiest players in the world of sports today. And then if you missed last hour, sorry, first of all, but then you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We talked about Max Scherzer getting ejected from today's New York Mets victory. The umpire basically said, man, you too sticky. Go wash your hands. Your glove is too sticky. Get a new glove. Your hands are too sticky. Go wash it with alcohol. And they still threw the man out the game. Baseball can really be a joke at times. So we talked about that before we went to break. We talked about some of these ass-whooping games that we have going on. But I do want to mention this. Because amongst all of the NBA playoff action and the NHL Stanley Cup getting underway and dumbass baseball rules... We do have NFL teams where they have their players showing up for OTAs. They're showing up and they're going to participate. They're going to play. They're going to throw the ball a little bit. And they're going to go home, right? Sounds like a good gig. And so we're finally starting to hear from a lot of players we typically wouldn't. Earlier this week, we heard from Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes tells everybody, yeah, my ankle isn't 100%, but yes, folks, it's April. I don't have to play a regular season game until September. We learned that Jalen Hurts also is dealing with an ankle surgery, or had an ankle surgery, to remove hardware from his ankle that was implanted to help stabilize it back when he was in or at Alabama. And so we're hearing more from QBs. One quarterback who we haven't heard a hell of a lot from is Tua Tagovailoa. And there's a legitimate reason for that. Because Tua Tagovailoa, every time he was knocked out of a game or unavailable, it was because he was in concussion protocol. This is the same Tua Tagovailoa who is still in, he's in the infancy of his career. Tua Tagovailoa, right now, just in the grand scheme of life, you look at Tua Tagovailoa, he is 25 years old. His career in the NFL started in the damn pandemic. And last season with the Miami Dolphins, it appeared that Tua Tagovailoa was actually going to be a decent and a damn good QB, a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback. Someone that you could say, hey, Waddle, go to work. Hey, I'm going to throw the ball to Hill. Man, just go on down the field. And he looked good. Until Tua Tagovailoa started getting his brain rocked. It didn't matter if they called it a concussion or if he fell. I mean, the NFL had to adjust concussion protocol because this man's head was bouncing off of the damn grass so damn much, and he was lights out. Week 3 versus Buffalo, rocked. Week 4 versus the Bengals, he was more than rocked. The man was on the field in a fencing position with his hands just frozen. He came back in Week 7 and then Christmas around that time. Concussion. He didn't play basically to finish the year. And this is the same Tua Tagovailoa that pretty much entered into the NFL with additional injury concerns. What about Tua's hip? What about Tua's size? How is Tua going to hold up in the NFL? When he actually got a chance to start, Flores was pulling him to throw Ryan Fitzpatrick out there like this was baseball, like Tua Tagovailoa needed a reliever. And then when he finally got an opportunity to play, Tua's just getting knocked around like a rag doll. Well, Tua Tagovailoa spoke today. It was only a few months ago that his parents stood in front of the media, his mom and his dad, and they said, oh yeah, Tua's coming back. Tua spoke to the media today, and he added a little bit more nuance. Tua Tagovailoa said, hey folks, yeah, I considered retirement, but this is why I stayed. Take a listen to what Tua had to say.
I considered it, you know, for a time, having sat down with my family, having sat down with my wife and having those kind of conversations. But really, it would be hard for me to walk away from this game with how old I am, with my son. I always dreamed of growing, you know, playing as long as I could to where my son knew exactly what, you know, he was watching his dad do. And yeah, I mean, it's my health, it's my body, you know, and I feel like this is what's best for me and my family. So, I mean, I love the game of football. You know, if I didn't, I would have quit a long time.
All right, I get it. Okay. This is the fifth overall pick. Let's keep this in mind. Why is Tua Tagovailoa? Yeah, he might love football. I'm sure he loves the money. A 4-year deal, $30 million coming his way. Just to show up. Just to be a quarterback in the NFL selected in the first round. 4 years, $30 million. If I was Tua Tagovailoa, I wouldn't walk away from that either. Concussion or not, I'll take one more. Just give me my money. We all know he's basically moving into the fourth year of his deal. I told you about all these other QBs who are going to get paid. whether it's Joe Burrow, you look at Justin Herbert, Tua Tagovailoa, is he a safe bet? You think the Miami Dolphins are going to wake up and bestow upon him $50 million? Hell no. His performance doesn't indicate such, let alone his own availability. Tua Tagovailoa, he did share something, some little sense of optimism here. Tua Tagovailoa shared with us this amazing revelation that in this offseason, he has learned to fall.
Obviously learned how to fall. Learned some grappling techniques. Learned some other things, too, that I don't think I should disclose. But for the most part, learn how to fall. You know, you'd think it's easy. Just don't fall and hit your head. But, I mean, there's a lot more to it.
Okay. He should write a book. And I'm real interested in what are some of these other techniques that Tua Tagovailoa has learned that he shouldn't disclose publicly? Like, what happens? You get hit, you should clench your cheeks. Like, what is he learning here that we don't know? You take a pill before the game? Like, what are you doing? I mean, I know how to walk on ice. I don't want to slip. I know what it feels like. Oh, man, I know what falling on your tailbone feels like. And I'm reminded watching Giannis.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week, no waiting around or sold out nonsense. Get some rest, get a Serta.
This podcast is brought to you by the Showtime original series, Yellow Jackets. For those of us who didn't peak in high school, those teenage years were pretty angsty. But nobody had it worse than the Whiskeyock High Yellow Jackets girls soccer team of 1996. Yellow Jackets, the Emmy-nominated phenomenon that has us all asking, what really happened out there and what wouldn't you do to stay alive, is back for its much-anticipated second season. The team survived a plane crash and a summer stranded in the woods, but winter bites and those girls are hungry. Plus, there might be a dark force in the wilderness compelling them to do some unsavory things. TBD. Meanwhile, 25 years later, the surviving adult Yellow Jackets are grappling with their past while getting caught up in kidnappings, cults, murders, and parenting moody teenagers. Melanie Lynskey and Tawny Cypress star with Christina Ricci and Juliette Lewis. The internet is obsessed, and Rotten Tomatoes declared it 100% fresh. So if you haven't watched Yellow Jackets, it's time. New episodes streaming now only on Showtime. And now stream Showtime on Paramount Plus.
This is Flea for This Little Light, a podcast about falling in love with music. I started a nonprofit music school about 20 years ago called the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music. The reason that I started doing this podcast was music education. I'll be speaking with Rick Rubin, Thundercat, Stuart Copeland, Margot Price, Corey Henry, Cynthia Erivo, Sheila E., and Patti Smith.
Please listen and follow This Little Light, a presentation of Cadence 13 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kumpo fall the other day. Now he doesn't play. I'm not trying to feel that. Thank God I haven't fallen in a long time. Last time I probably fell was in a basketball game. I'm not trying to fall in real life. That ain't fun. I mean, we got some listeners right now. They know what it feels like to fall. That is not fun. What Tua needs to do is share that information with us. Hey, look, go get your money, man. You're guaranteed $30 million. Go out there and earn every bit of it. And if you can play and you're not putting your life at risk, go do it. But we know this much. Miami Dolphins, they don't care. They're going to protect their ass. The NFL, at the end of the day, they don't care. They're going to protect their ass. Hey, Tua Tagovailoa, you thought about retirement. You love football. You want your son to be able to see you play and understand what he's watching when he's older? That's all good and fine, man. But protect yourself. Because the Miami Dolphins, yeah, the individual players and some of the coaches, they might care. But the organization as a whole, man, they're going to cut you when the time comes. in the NFL, they don't care either. They just don't want no lawsuits. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Rob is calling from North Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Reef Show. What's up, Rob?
Hey, man, you need to be a comedian, man. To my clinch your teeth. Oh, man, you up the chain, bro. Hey, but well, I'm going to tell you, man, hey, football ain't no joke. He ain't playing Pop Warner. He ain't playing junior high. He playing with the big boys now. You can't take but so much hits, man. The brain, hey, you don't get one body. I played in junior high. I had a ring for a long time, J.R. I put it like this. If I had that ring, you would be seeing me out there on Sunday. And there's no lie.
You said you had a ringer. You said you got a ringer. Yeah. That caught you.
I had a ring in my head, man. Hey.
How long did that affect or bother you?
Man, about 3 or 4 years, man. It was going, man. It was crazy. I know football players got it. They be still playing with it. I know they are. Like Ray Lewis.
3 to 4 years.
Yeah, man.
What happened when you say a ringer? What happened? Were you dizzy? Were you nauseous? Were you in pain for 3 or 4 years? What specifically took place?
You know when you get to take the test, when you get the hearing test?
Yes.
They say, can you hear that? That's what I heard 4 to 5 years, man.
Oh, my God. You had ringing in your ears. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, did you get $30 million like Tua?
I put it like this. I'd rather be walking and got my, you know what I'm saying, my extremities and my right mind and then play with some money, because money is not everything. You only get with one body.
Okay.
He better play flag football if he say he want to see his son, because, hey, the hit he took with the Bengals, my man slung him. I thought he was gone then. I said, oh, man.
Yeah, he got ragdoll. He's a small dude. Thank you so much, Rob, for calling from North Carolina. Rob said, man, when I played when I was younger, I had ringing in my ears for 3 to 4 years. Tua Tagovailoa is 25 years old. He had to already consider and think about retirement. He publicly stated his reasons of returning because he loves the game. And he wants his son to see him play and understand him as he grows up. That's all good and fine, man. Is it worth it? Tua Tagovailoa might love the game, but let's be real and let's be honest. Does the NFL, does the game, in the long run, does it love anybody back? I mean, the only way I could see it loving anybody is if it's dropping, you know, $50 million in your pocket. I guess the NFL loves Jalen Hurts, right? The game loves Jalen Hurts. It loves Aaron Rodgers. It loves Tua Tagovailoa, but not if Tua Tagovailoa can't remember it. Did the NFL love Junior Seau? Did it? Did the NFL love all of its legends who kind of went out in injuries? Did the NFL, is it loving Jim Brown? I mean, we can go down a long list. You might love the NFL. Is it loving you back enough where you want to stay? And if you're 25 years old already having to think about retirement, I think you already got the answer. Hey, good luck to Tua. Hopefully he can go out on his own terms whenever it is. And hopefully the NFL doesn't kick him to the curb. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I will take your calls on Tua. More NBA action going on right now. Speaking of injuries and surgery, Tiger Woods had a surgery. This is just nuts. There's news on Trey Lance. We got a lot to do before I give you a top six. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Shout-outs to everybody out there with a good partner. If you don't have a good partner, that sucks. Leave them. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm just giving you a little bit of JR wisdom. Do what you want with it. Anyway, besides the Los Angeles Lakers losing to the Memphis Grizzlies tonight, a few minutes ago we had another game go final. The Milwaukee Bucks beat the Miami Heat. The final score there, 138
to 122. At one point in time, the Milwaukee Bucks led by 36. And let's keep in mind, there was no Giannis Antetokounmpo. Is still recovering from his back injury. He fell on that small of his back, which is, I mean, you fall on your tailbone. I think we all know what that feels like. It is just a terrible feeling. And so Giannis not in action, but the Milwaukee Bucks still handling business. Jrue Holiday with 24 points. Brooke Lopez, the big man, dominating with 25. And then Pat Connaughton coming off the bench with 22, in addition to Joe Ingles, who had 17. The Miami Heat themselves without Tyler Hero, out with a broken hand. Jimmy Butler, 25. Bam Adebayo, 18. Max Strus, only 4 points. Duncan Robinson trying to help fill up the stat sheet with no Tyler Hero. He had 14 points and 4 threes. Kyle Lowry had 5 points. Kevin Love had 4. And the Miami Heat ain't play no defense. And at the same time, for as many points as they scored, they're not a consistent offense. They don't score consistently. And so that series is now tied at 1-1. And we have to see, well, you know, what the deal is with Giannis Antetokounmpo. They didn't need him tonight. He was able to rest. He was able to recover. And we have to wait until Saturday evening before the Milwaukee Bucks go to Miami for game 3. Right before we went to break, we talked some NFL. Tua Tagovailoa spoke to the media today. Tua Tagovailoa let everyone know at 25 years old that, yes, there was a point in time between the end of the season or last season where he considered retirement. And he said the reason that he did not is because he loves the game. He has learned how to fall. And he also, this is another family reason specifically, he wants his son to grow old enough where he remembers and understands who his dad is, being an NFL quarterback. And I can certainly understand that. But listen, he says he loves football, and I made the point, football does not and will not love you back. 855-212-4CBS. Greg is calling from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Greg?
Hey, Mr. Agents of Inclusion, Mr. Positive. Thanks for taking my call, my friend. Sure. Got to ask you, should I be concerned about GOAT King LaBrizzi James? And can they win in 6 and 7 against Memphis Elvis Grizzlies?
I believe that I'm not worried about LeBron James, but I think the Los Angeles Lakers can still win this series. I think tonight was a great indicator that it should be a close series with or without Ja Morant, because the Lakers, everybody outside of LeBron James, you have no idea what you're going to get. D'Angelo Russell has been garbage. I'm sorry. He has been absolute garbage this series. I mean, you think about what he did in this game, 5 points. You think about the other game, he had 19 points, terrible shooting from the field. Like, he hasn't been contributing. And Anthony Davis, to be outplayed right. by Xavier Tillman, is terrible. And right. so it's going to be a close series. Can the Lakers win it? Yes. To be honest, I go back and forth for who will win this. I think if I were going to lay down a bet, especially still not knowing the full status of Ja Morant and that any tweak can kind of move him out of the game, I would go with the Lakers, but I wouldn't be shocked if Memphis knocked them off because
Thank
the Lakers
you,
are just too inconsistent.
You allayed my fears, number one, and keep doing your thing with the Special Olympics, Agents of Inclusion. Everybody, go for your dreams. JR, you're a very special soul. Keep up the great work.
Well, thank you, Greg. I appreciate you for calling from Michigan. And we dropped a new episode of Agents of Inclusion. New episodes drop every Wednesday. Go ahead, wherever you listen to podcasts, or matter of fact, just Google it. I see people Google me all the time. You Google JR Sport Brief, people want to know, you know, how much money I make and all this other stuff. Don't Google that trash. Go ahead, Google Agents of Inclusion. Agents of Inclusion, every week we talk to a different Special Olympics athlete, and we really try to highlight, I think, individuals who are real heroes and have to accomplish and overcome real adversity. And today, for all my friends up in New England, We spoke with a good friend of mine. His name is Michael Kelly. He's actually a sports broadcaster and an announcer. He's a public address announcer. And recently, he's done some games for Harvard Athletics. And so he's big time. And he works in the Red Sox farm system right now as a groundskeeper. And he is absolutely amazing. And so later on this week, I'll actually be chatting with the folks at WEEI on air about how great Michael is. His voice is tremendous. So make sure you take a listen. Agents of Inclusion is the podcast. If you want to support decent human beings, if you want some positive news in the world, go ahead and take a listen to that podcast. Go ahead and subscribe. There's some real benefits there. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We talked about Tua. I just gave you an NBA update. I also want to update you on Trey Lance. I want to tell you about Tiger Woods. I want to get to more of your calls. And then I'm going to give you a new top six list. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. The top of the hour. It's going to be time for a new top six list. I've been doing a top six list, I don't know, since 2009. I've been able to take it from YouTube to TV and now here to the radio on CBS Sports Radio. So a new top six list at the top of the hour. Top six dirty players in the world of sports today. A lot of players out here who are just unsportsmanlike, always looking for an edge, or just being a complete jerk. So I'll give you that list at the top of the hour. Right before we went to break, I gave you an update. The Bucks beat the Heat 138-122. Their series is tied 1-1. And the Minnesota Timberwolves, they're trying to stay in here right now with the Denver Nuggets in the third quarter. The Nuggets lead 70-62 as Denver tries to take a 2-0 series lead. Before we went to break, we talked about Tua Tagovailoa. The fact that he openly admitted today that he has contemplated retirement in the NFL at the age of 25 years old. But ultimately, he loves the game. And he wants to see his son grow old enough to remember him as an NFL quarterback. And I would just hope that for all of the injuries that Tua has already suffered in his young career, whether it's from his time in college with his legs and his hip, or it's in the NFL right now with his brain, I hope that the decision is good for him and his family. And quite frankly, it's only his to make, unless the NFL or the Dolphins decide to make that for him. Another young quarterback, we haven't seen him really play at all, is Trey Lance. We know about the situation with the 49ers last year. Trey Lance goes down with that broken ankle against Seattle. Jimmy Garoppolo comes on. We know that they wanted Jimmy Garoppolo gone. You get Brock Purdy, who comes on in relief of Jimmy Garoppolo. And then Brock Purdy, he gets smacked around against the Eagles, and then they might as well start pulling quarterbacks out of the crowd at that point. And for Trey Lance to be taken third overall in 2021, for the 49ers to trade up to get him, and now really feel confident in Brock Purdy, even though he's coming off of an injury, there have been conversations for months now that Trey Lance might be moved. And we got word today, and it's no gigantic rumor, that the 49ers have entertained moving him, that they are not active in trying to get him out the door, but they did have a conversation with Minnesota, and I'm sure they aren't the only team. I really believe, and Brock Purdy said a few days ago, and I think it's just a matter of safety. I'm not going to read too much into it. You know, Brock Purdy said, I don't know if I'm playing this season at all. I think we'll see him. I wouldn't be too concerned. And the 49ers, they don't got to move him now. They can wait until a team gets desperate in training camp. There's no real impetus to have to move Trey Lance this exact moment. He is an excellent security blanket, but I do believe with Sam Darnold on the roster as well at this point, the 49ers would be comfortable with moving on from Trey Lance, especially coming off of that broken ankle And speaking of an ankle, this is golf related. Not good news for Tiger Woods. We learned today that Tiger Woods recently had ankle surgery to address arthritis in an ankle, that right ankle that he had surgery on after he wrecked his car back in February of 2021. You might recall Tiger Woods was in that car accident, car veered off the road, tumbled down quite a bit out in California, and it was reported that there was a concern that Tiger Woods was going to need to have his leg amputated. And we know he's returned. He's played golf. Most recently, he tried, tried to play at the Masters, and he had to basically leave. And knowing that he just had this ankle surgery, and he had a fusion to his ankle. And so they basically tried to bring together the lower part of his leg and his heel. He's going to be missing mobility in his right ankle. And it's in exchange for pain. He won't have the same mobility in due time. He won't have the same pain. And this is just more Tiger Woods moving away from, I believe, the game of golf. PGA Championship, I mean, that's only a few weeks away. You got the U.S. Open in June. You got the British Open in July. Don't expect to see Tiger Woods playing here in another major as we continue out the year. Not a good look for Mr. Tiger Woods, especially as he continues to age up. I don't know anybody who Benjamin Button's life and ages backwards. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Owen is calling from Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Reef Show. What's up, Owen?
Hey, Jay, how you doing, man?
I'm terrific. What's on your mind, Owen?
Hey, man, I don't know if you probably coming to the Hawks game Friday, but I just called in. I want to know what you think about Draymond Green. I think he's one of the dirtiest players in the NBA. And what he did the other day, I know he was sucking into it, but for you just to take your foot and just clamp it down on a person's chest, I think that's darn right childish. And, you know, just for you to fight your teammate, Jordan Poole, he's showing no leadership. He doesn't care about his team for the next game. They're down 2-0. He's going home. He's not going to play. He's not showing a leadership of a leader doing something like that. And the second thing I want to ask you about, and they gave a pool here in Atlanta the other day, do you really think that Trae Young is the most overrated player, superstar in the NBA? I wanted to see what you thought about that, okay. JR.
I'll most definitely answer you, Owen. And I should be either at the game on Friday or Sunday. So stay tuned on that at State Farm, okay?
Okay, well, I'll see you then, man. You take care, okay?
No doubt about it. Thank you so much. I'm going to answer your questions. Thank you, Owen, for calling from here in Atlanta. Although the Atlanta Hawks are basically on borrowed time, I'm going to go ahead and check them out at State Farm Arena. No, I don't believe Trae Young is the most overrated. But at the same time, that was a poll that was done by The Athletic. They polled 54 anonymous NBA players, and Trae Young was the top name on that list. Does Trae Young have his shortcomings? I believe as a leader, yes. Do I think he has his shortcomings defensively? Yes. Can he fill up a stat sheet? Yes. Does it totally result in winning? No. No, it doesn't. And so I can certainly understand anyone who wants to look at him and say he's overrated. He knows how to get buckets. He knows how to distribute the ball. How he attacks and how he plays on a consistent basis, therein is a potential issue and problem. Now, when it comes to Draymond Green, we talked about this a lot over the past two nights. What Draymond Green did was nasty. It was uncalled for. Do I think Sabonis wanted to put him in a UFC-style ankle lock? Do I think he was trying to give him the Kurt Angle? No, I don't. But it is pretty apparent and pretty clear and to what extent he had a hold on his ankle. And Draymond Green decided to take it way, way too damn far by now stomping and stepping on his chest. It was pretty nasty. He deserves what he gets, and we talked about it last night. He's going to be, or he has a player option to move forward. I wouldn't be shocked if he opted in. I wouldn't be surprised if he opted out. But if he opts in, he's going to be a lame duck. And so we might be seeing the last few games of Draymond in a Warriors uniform. It's really up to him. Robert is calling from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, JR. Good evening. Thanks for taking my call. I always enjoy listening to your show. I want to ask you a question on Lamar, but before I do, you had just mentioned that information on Tiger Woods. You know, it's so unfortunate that his physicality deteriorated so badly. Just imagine what he may have accomplished in his life on the tour. But on Lamar, let me ask you, if you're his agent, if he hired you as an agent and I'm the Ravens and I offer you $50 million a year for 3 years, all guaranteed, would you take it?
I don't know. I think the 3 years part is the sticker. We see QBs getting five-year deals. I know that they offered him, I believe, two options for a five and then also for a three. I have no idea.
JR, I'm going to call you Lamar because I'm negotiating with you. I have you at $32 million next year and 20% over that the year after that. In light of that, and nobody has apparently come forward to sign you, what is your answer? You don't think that's a fair offer, $45 million, $50 million a year, all guaranteed for 3 years?
Yeah, but I think it's not just what you get now. The players want the security for later. Lamar Jackson might not have a choice but to accept that based
reference
on everything
that's taking
place.
Reference to Jalen Hurts' contract. Reference that. What?
No, okay. I can. Well, Robert, we talked about it. I'm trying to speed this up because I'm up against the break.
Go ahead. I know you are. But
we talked about this for about an entire hour a couple of days ago. Lamar Jackson is, like, the point you're making, he's in between a rock and a hard place already because of the contracts that have already been given out. He might have to sit for the scraps. And this is what we have to do, or this is what he has to do. Wait. And there's nothing else he can do. He's made his bet. He got to lay in it.
That's so he's going to play for $32 million next year on a tag?
I have no idea and no clue.
Well, he's not going to sit out, JR.
I didn't say he'll sit out. I didn't say he'll sit out. We know the options. He can sit out. He can play for the 32. He can sign for whatever contract deal that they ask of him. And we just have to wait to see, Robert. That's the great question, okay?
Okay, but if he lightens up on whatever his demands are, I don't know what they are, he has to do it before the draft because the Ravens will not trade him after the draft because they won't get this year's draft picks. But I appreciate you taking my call, JR.
Thank you, Robert, for calling from Maryland. Yes, that's if a team wants him, they get two other picks. But I don't think that man is thinking about that. He's thinking about the long term. I mean, if all the other quarterbacks are running around and they're getting five-year deals, sure, I'm Lamar Jackson. Hey, we just saw another running quarterback get a five-year deal. You want to offer me three? Uh-uh, not fair. There's a lot of different permutations and possibilities with Lamar and his contract. The only person who knows is him, and maybe he doesn't. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Top 6 list on the other side.